But when you put them together in your mouth, it all comes together almost by magic. I have to say, it was one of the best meals I've ever eaten.
Wow, that's generous praise coming from a professional. What exactly did you have?
We'd be here all night if I described all the dishes to you. I ordered a 9-course tasting meal. There were about 42 dishes. They were tiny, but still, there were 42 of them.
42 different dishes? That's incredible. Were they all good?
Overall, there was only one dish I didn't like.
What was it?
It was a plate of tomato and watermelon with black pepper, an interesting twist on a fruit salad. It was presented very beautifully, but both the tomato and the watermelon were too bland. So, essentially, the dish just tasted like pepper and water.
Oh, that doesn't sound so good. What was your favorite part of the experience?
Well, surprisingly, my favorite thing about Alma was not necessarily the food.
No?
No, it was learning about their outreach program, the great things the staff does for the community.
Huh.
They support farms and food producers in Southern California by using locally sourced ingredients. And they also work with local schools to present educational programs for children that teach them about food-related topics like gardening, healthy eating, seasonal foods.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, James, for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome.
File 9B. Listening. Hello and welcome to today's show. My guest today is restaurant critic James Langdon, who's here to make our mouths water. James recently had lunch in one of the hottest new restaurants in the country, Alma. As I'm sure many of you already know, Alma's a small restaurant on the south side of Los Angeles. It was voted this year's best new restaurant in America by Bon Appetit magazine, which described Alma as an overnight success. James, you eat in some of the best restaurants in the world. What makes Alma so special?
Well, for one thing, it's in a somewhat surprising location, not in a typical upscale district where you'd normally find a fine dining establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Until recently, the neighborhood was kind of deserted, and there are still dilapidated old buildings around. But the area is experiencing a revival, especially with Alma's new popularity.
And what's the food like?
The head chef, Ari Taymor, tries to push the boundaries of food and cooking.
Uh-huh.
He's really like an artist, mixing colors together to create a new and unique shade. At first, when you look at the menu, some of the things he pairs together seem ridiculous. Chilled artichoke soup with burnt avocado.
Huh.
Sea urchin and cauliflower.